eeriness. Gore. Unearthly moans from rattling bones behind each creaking door. It's more than boo that'll frighten you. I long to hear your cries. You won't survive the tale that I've so ghoulishly devised. Dark and haunted, these undaunted tales from the crib. Greetings, boils and ghouls. It's me, your old pal, the Crypt Keeper, here, in poison. This time, our nasty little nugget deals with a man of letters, like D-E-A-D. It's a classical, scarifying story of treachery, larceny, evil, and greed. Just a few of my favorite things. I can't give anything away, kiddies, but here's a hint. Brush up on your Shakespeare, or should I say, Shreepspear, the man who gave us such haunting hits as Romeo and Juliet, Macbeth, Maiming of the Shrew, and Midsummer's Night's Dream. Ah, yes, fright fiends. You're about to hear a tantalizing tale of terror that's absolutely certain to set the old bard spinning in his grave. It's my own venomous version of Merchant of Menace, I like to call Carrion Death.
Good morning, students. Here are the announcements. Today's hot lunch is French toast sticks.
Not another sucky lunch.
Jeb, how many times have I told you no talking during the announcements?
There's a yearbook staff meeting after school in Mr. Smith's room.
Freaking geek.
Shut up.
Did you hear that? Shut up. You can't be saying shut up to no kid.
Jeb, you're right. Kindly shut up.
Teachers, please dismiss members of the baseball team at the start of sixth period for the game against Central.
Throughout the entire novel, we see Huck struggling with his decision to help Jim, a runaway slave. Finally, in chapter 31, he makes up his mind. Listen to this. I was a trembling, because I'd got to decide forever betwixt two things, and I knowed it. I studied for a minute, sort of holding my breath, and then says to myself, all right then, I'll go to hell.
Mr. Wall? Excuse me, Mr. Wall?
Yes, Doris?
I think I read the wrong, thing, because I took down some guy named Sam Clemens, but you keep talking about this Mark Twain.
Frailty, thy name is woman. Doris, who do you suppose is buried in Grant's tomb?
I don't get it.
You wanted to see me, Tony?
Yes, Leonard. Sit down. I've had complaints from several parents about your attitude towards the students. I'm sure it's nothing, but I...
Jeb, do you see this book? It's called a thesaurus. Thesaurus. It just so happens that you have an entry in it. Would you like to hear it?
Thesaurus? What's that, some kind of frickin' dinosaur?
Here it is. Stupid. Obtuse. Dense. Thick. Backward. Retarded. Feeble-minded, moronic, cretinous, deficient, wanting...
Well, at least I ain't no frickin' lame-ass teacher.
Against stupidity, the very gods themselves contend in vain.
Then what the hell are you gonna do, Professor?
I haven't decided. I suppose that if the school board terminates my contract, I may have to pursue another line of work.
Like what? You ain't exactly qualified for a whole lot else besides
pocket.
Actually, I have an idea that could be quite lucrative. Riches cover a multitude of woes. And my plan involves you, Cousin Dooley. Have another drink. Have you ever noticed the armored car that stops at the Capitol Bank?
Don't shoot.
And keep your hands over your head. Very good. You got the money, cuz?
I ain't no kid of yours.
How'd you know I was going to stop here?
Intellect is invisible to the man who has none. That's Schopenhauer, in case you're wondering. You shot him! You idiot! What were you thinking?
You had to go showing off, didn't you? Schopenhauer, my ass. Everyone knows you, Professor, the way you talk. Why didn't you just give him your phone number while you were at it? Come on, let's get the hell out of here.
Okay, I'll bring them right out. Morning, Professor. Hot day for a ride.
Buenos dias, Miguel. Can I bring my book? It's 3 hours to Fort David.
Let's see. Much ado about nothing. I don't see where Shakespeare is going to do any harm. So, time for the bracelet.
Cuff my left hand, would you? Then I can hold the book in my right.
So, let's get the war. Damn it, the war. What's going on here? Wake up. The car is waiting. The war. Ghouli, the war. Get up. Get up, you. Get up.
Hey, wait. I gotta take a whiz.
Good morning, Ghouli. Looks like we're joined at the wrist again.
Hey. How come you always cuff my right and his left? It's not fair.
Oh, I don't want to hear it, DeVore. Let's go. Your ride is waiting.
Deputy Jerry Benson, reporting for transport duty, sir.
You've been watching too many movies, kid. This isn't West Point. And my name is Miguel. You're not alone, are you?
Well, yes, sir. Warden says because of the cutback, he can only spare one deputy for transport duty, so I volunteered, Miguel.
Who is this guy? Barney Fife? Hey, Barney, tell me, did Andy remember to give you a bullet for your gun?
Pleased to meet you, Deputy Benson. I'd offer to shake your hand, but you might come in contact with Cousin Ghouli here. He's kind of hard to wipe off once you get him on you. As the bard says, they that touch pitch will be defiled.
The bard, eh?
Professor says a lot of strange stuff. It's because he's crazy. Only nobody knows it but me.
You like Elvis, huh?
I beg your pardon?
Elvis. Yeah.
I'm afraid I don't know what you're talking about, Deputy Benson.
Ah, call me Jerry. You know, the king. You were just whistling his song. It's now or never. You know what I'm talking about.
What I was whistling, Jerry, was O Sole Mio. It was an art song written in Naples, Italy in 1898.
Really? What's that mean? O Sole Whato?
Mio. It means my own son. A man is singing to his lover. The son, my own son. It's in your face. It's in your face.
Yeah, well, Elvis wrote better lyrics. Hey, what is that you're reading there?
Much Ado About Nothing. Shakespeare.
Shakespeare. Woo! You must be smart. That's why they call you Professor, eh? Mm-hmm.
Jerry, I'm sitting here handcuffed to a convict with the personality of a Wolverine, and I'm on my way to court to pick up two consecutive life sentences. How smart could I be?
What did you do to deserve two life sentences?
I let Ghouli carry the gun.
Huh? What? You talking about me, Professor?
Always. He used it on an armored car driver. It seems that if your accomplice commits a murder while you're in the middle of a robbery, you both can be convicted for it.
Oh, man, look at what we've done.
What's going on, Jerry?
Looks like the flash floods last week washed the damn road out up here.
You can never trust the desert.
I guess I could go back and pick up the interstate at exit 12.
40 miles out of your way? Do you have a map up there?
Damn straight, got one right here.
Well, what about the county road? I believe it's 231. It catches the pass just south of here.
Hey, newsflash. I still gotta take a whiz, Barney, and pretty damn soon.
Let's see. Yeah, I see it. Got it right here. 231 goes through Lahara.
I bet they got toilets there.
I know it's hard to believe, Jerry, but Ghouli and I are related.
He ain't no pure.
Ghouli is my late wife's cousin. I've known him since he was 7. Looking at him now, you wouldn't guess that he was such a sweet boy.
You wouldn't know sweet of a bitch in the ass, Professor.
Hemingway once said that all things truly wicked start from an innocence.
This was your plan, Professor. More like a fairy tale. An afternoon's work, Ghouli says to me. Low risk, big pay. Only he couldn't do the thing by himself.
Alas.
Wait a minute. You two are the desert dogs. I read about you guys. You held up that Brinks truck and then disappeared into the desert for, what was it, 2 weeks?
18 days in the sunny heart of hell, Barney.
Wasn't it around here someplace that they caught you?
King Flats, half an hour south.
What is it, you boys got 5 million?
More like 6.
And they never found anything.
No, they never did.
Hey, ready, Mark. They're on the left. Hey, are you going to stop or what? Because if you're not, I'm going to let go right now and you can mop up the puddle.
Okay, I'm stopping. All right, you two, I'm going to get out and look things over.
I can see him through the store window. He's arguing with the attendant.
Let us be thankful for fools. But for them, the rest of us could not succeed. This could be our break, Ghouli.
What do you mean, break? More like another one of your fairy tales. Whoa, whoa. Hey, here he comes.
Listen to me. If I see any chance at all, I am going to take...
Come on, man. Let's get this over with.
Whew. It's about time. This heap is about to become a flood zone. Hey, come on, Professor. I gotta go.
Wait, I dropped my book. Sorry, Jerry. It fell out of my pocket. Let me just...
What the...
Now, Ghouli, get the goddamn gun! Hey, what are you waiting for? You got the gun. Waste him. Waste the son of a bitch.
We need keys, Ghouli. Car keys. The handcuff key.
Yeah. Car keys.
Keep looking.
You shot me.
That's right, Jerry. I shot you with your own gun. And you were worried about poor Ghouli here.
You bastard. You crazy egghead.
What the hell?
Nothing in his life became him like the leader.
What did you do that for?
Because he questioned my sanity. Because you didn't think I would.
Who the hell is that shoot?
The attendant. He's coming out of the store. That is a shotgun. We've got to get to the car, Ghouli.
I'm hit. Oh, sweet Jesus, I can't.
Where did he go? He must be reloading. The car! Come on! In you go! How the hell am I supposed to...
Go!
Where, Ghouli?
Everywhere. Oh, it's blood.
Yes, Ghouli. There's quite a bit of blood, but just think about something else. How about a poem? John Donne seems appropriate at a time like this. No? Wait, I see you more as a romantic. We'll start with Wordsworth.
Bring the hell along.
The world is too much with us, late and soon. Getting and spending, we lay waste our powers. Little we see in nature that is ours. Oh. You seem to have suffered a setback, Uli. The car is dead. But there's Bob's feed and garden supply up ahead. Why don't we just stop in on Bob?
I can't.
Oh, there is no I anymore. It's we now. Do you understand? All right. Let's go. Come on. Come on. Good. All right. Hello? Anybody here?
Coming.
Oh, gotta sit down.
What? Don't shoot me, mister. I got my hands up. I'll empty the register.
It's not money that we need, son. Are you Bob?
There is no Bob. I'm Elbert.
Elbert? Well, Elbert, we need the keys to your car.
But I ain't got a car, mister. My mom dropped me off here this morning, just like always.
No. What a tangled web we
weave.
When first we practice to deceive. The next bullet will be all yours, Elbert.
No, don't. You go out back, look for yourself. There's no damn car, I swear.
I'm somewhat encumbered, as you can see. Bring me that wheelbarrow.
Sure.
All right, Cody. In you go. Now then, Elbert, we'll need a hacksaw to get these handcuffs off.
Mister, we sell feed and grain, farm supplies. You want a shovel or 50 pounds of oats, I got you covered, but a hacksaw?
That's too bad. Well, then we'll take those cokes in your cooler and hats. The sun is like an evil eye out there.
We don't got no hats, mister.
You keep disappointing me, Elbert. To deal plainly, Elbert, I fear that I am not in my perfect mind. Do you understand?
Mister, I don't understand nothing. I just work here, okay? I live with my mom and I make $8.50 an hour and I ain't no hero.
Fair enough, Elbert, but please, don't disappoint me again. I'm going to give you an assignment now. I want you to step into this closet and count backwards from 1,000 out loud. You can do that, can't you, Elbert? Let me hear you.
1,000?
Mm-hmm.
999.
Yeah? 998. Very good. Now, when you're done, you may come out and go back to living your life of quiet desperation. But if you open that door before you get to zero, Elbert, I will kill you. Do you understand?
Yes, mister. Thank you, mister.
Don't mention it, Elbert. Into the closet, then.
1,998.
Louder, Elbert. 997. Then? 990. 5, Elbert. 995. Now, pull yourself together, Ghoulie. We have some shopping to do. Yes. Definitely an owl, Ghoulie. A clamorous owl that nightly hoots and wonders at our quaint spirits. Quaint. This is rather a quaint situation we find ourselves in, don't you think? The desert dogs, handcuffed together, back wandering our favorite part of the desert. wouldn't you say that was quaint, Ghoulie? No, I guess you wouldn't. I don't suppose you want a Coke. You know, you're not exactly holding up your end of the conversation, Cousin Ghoulie. I mean, I realize you're laboring under a certain handicap, but still. What's my plan, you ask? What do I intend to do next? How will I resolve this quaint situation? That's a good question, Ruli. I'll just open a Coke for myself while I ponder it, if you don't mind. Oh, my, my. The last one. We've been a thirsty lot, haven't we? Warm as blood. All right. Taking the long view. I would have to say that the plan is to recover the money and leave the country. Yeah, I have in mind a nice chateau on the Côte d'Azur, say in Antibes, which is handy to con, or a villa on some Greek island in the Aegean where I could look out onto Homer's wine-dark sea. I suppose for the money's sake, I might have to settle for something in the Caymans. You notice the theme here, Ghoulie. All these places are on the water, the cool, cool water. What's that, Ghoulie? You don't want the money anymore? It's all mine now? I can have your share to make up for all this trouble you're causing me? Why, that is very generous of you. I'm touched. Well, it would seem that this desert is not exactly deserted. There must be a veritable menagerie out there, lurking in the dark. I believe that they're waiting for you. Your fan club. Go away! Get! If you don't mind, I'm going to wheel you over to the other side of the fire, Ghoulie. It is hard to get comfortable when you're handcuffed to a man in a wheelbarrow. I would really like to get comfortable, Ghoulie. I'm not feeling very well, and I need to sleep. You tired me out today. And tomorrow? Well, I'd guess it must be at least 20 miles to the spring. 20 miles away from $6 million. Yes, it was hot, wasn't it? The sun was truly a punishment. You know, Ghoulie, I don't think the heat is your friend. You're getting a little ripe. Yeah. Which brings me back to the plan. In the short term, you see, I need to find a way to get free of you. Yeah, that's right. I'm breaking up the old desert dogs. It's not that I don't appreciate your company, Ghoulie, but you've become something of a dead weight, so to speak. I believe it was Kipling who said, "He travels fastest who travels alone." No, I have no idea how I'm going to get these handcuffs off. Let's sleep on it. What do you say? Yeah, good. Sleep that knits up the raveled sleeve of care. Or is it unraveled? I must be tired. Well, good night to you too, Ghoulie. Don't worry, it'll be a hard day, but by tomorrow night we'll be sleeping at the spring with the water and the money. Buzzards. Hey, you two, hey! Get away from him! Oh, no, Ghoulie. They got your eyes. You should have said something. What are you standing there for? Go, get out! The restaurant is closed! Why, you... I said go! Fly away, you bastard! Leave us alone! Yeah. No. did it get so hot so quickly? We need to find you some shade, Ghouli. You're starting to swell up.
Ripeness is all.
What? Who's there? I've got a gun. I've got to get out of the sun, Ghouli. It's like someone's pounding a nail into my head. And these buzzards are just standing here like lords of the land watching us.
What's the matter, mister? Would you rather he said, nevermore?
You cracked me up!
God, it's the buzzards that... they're talking. What is this? What are you?
We're turkey vultures, if you must know.
A.K.A. carrion crow or redneck buzzards.
Not good. Talking vultures, not good at all. This is a very bad sign, Ghouli.
Oh, we can tell you're losing it, mister. You missed one of the most famous quotes in all of Shakespeare.
King Lear, Act 5, Scene 2. Gloucester goes, no further, sir. A man may rot even here.
Rot even here? He says rot even here?
Damn straight. So Edgar goes, what? In ill thoughts again? Men must endure their going hence even as their coming hither. Ripeness is all.
Come on, Ghouli. We're getting out of here.
Hey, mister, you going hence or hither?
Leave me alone. Leave me. Ah! Damn. I'm sorry, Ghouli. Here. Get back in the wheelbarrow. God, what happened to your feet?
Coyotes must have nibbled on them last night.
Coyotes are tricky, Professor. Never trust a critter that comes out only at night.
Now you take turkey vultures.
Yeah,
we're honest-to-God birds. We do our business in broad daylight where everyone can see.
Damn straight. No secrets with a turkey vulture.
Stop it. I'm leaving. Do you hear? You don't exist. They don't exist, Ghouli. I'm imagining them.
Imagination ain't that good, mister.
We're going on, Ghouli. Forging ahead. Make haste. The better foot before. Are they following us? No. Good. Right. We keep the mountains to the left and walk due east. We should be at the spring in a couple of hours. If I can just get through this day, Ghouli, I'll be a millionaire. Where is it? There's nothing here but ants. Wait. There's the pink rock that looks like a duck. And here's the saguaro with his hands up. So where is it? It was here. Right here. Don't you remember, Ghouli? We camped here for 3 or 4 days, and there was water the whole time. The ants. What do you mean? Ants can't drink up an entire spring.
Suddenly,
six
great men together happening.
What?
Great.
What are you trying to tell me?
Capable of great.
You're not making any sense. Where is all the water?
Nature, the world, or that.
You little vermin! You better move. You better get the hell out of here. You hear me? Listen to me, Ghouli. Arguing with ants. Oh, I have got to sit down. Damn it. Sorry about that, Ghouli. There's nothing wrong with me that a tall glass of iced tea wouldn't fix. Yes, and a beer for you.
Howdy, Professor. How's your imagination this afternoon?
Failing.
Where's all that money, mister?
Over there. Buried near the pink rock that looks like a duck.
Well, aren't you going to dig it up?
I'm resting. Later.
Hey, how come you stomped all these poor little girls?
Oh,
It's okay, girls. He ain't gonna hurt you no more.
I'm thirsty.
They was just trying to tell you something.
I'm hot and I'm thirsty. The spring dried up. That's all that's happening here.
It's a goddamn global warming, don't you know? Okay, girls, who wants to step up? Go on and have your say.
In short, I maintain that all great men, or even men a little out of the common, that is to say, capable of giving some new word, must from their very nature be criminals. More or less, of course. Otherwise, it's hard for them to get out of the common rut. And to remain in the common rut is what they can't submit to, from their very nature again. And to my mind, they ought not, indeed, to submit to it. The common people preserve and populate the world. The extraordinary move the world and lead it to its goal.
Well, Professor?
I should know that. I know it. I just can't think anymore.
I'll give you a hint. It's a Russian.
But not a commie. From a book called Something and Something.
But not War and Peace.
Sorry. Your time is up, Professor Raskolnikov. And the answer is...
Crime and Punishment.
Damn straight, that's crime.
And Punishment.
Is that what this is about, then? You want me to repent my sins? Express remorse? Make amends to the ants?
It ain't only the ants, mister.
Who are you to judge me? How many illiterate misreadings of the Scarlet Letter have you slogged through? How many greasy French toast sticks have you eaten while you stood cafeteria watch? How many cracker moms have cursed you for giving their little linebackers a well-deserved F in freshman comp? And all for $24,000 a year.
That makes you a great man, Professor. So extraordinary you can move the world and lead it to its goal? Is that why you're always quoting from books you never wrote?
Well, maybe there are no great men anymore. Maybe there are only accountants and lawyers and programmers and...
English teachers?
You probably think that the ants ain't real. That's okay, girls. You go now. Come back after we're done messing with him.
Well, according to you, we're imaginary, too.
That means you're here all by yourself, mister.
So who are you talking to, Professor?
What is this? What do you want with me?
Just now, nothing much. But later today, or maybe tomorrow.
Your eyes. Maybe some tongue.
No.
I'm partial to the liver myself, but for that, we'll have to wait for the coyotes to open you up.
Sometimes they get greedy, but seeing as how there are two of you boys...
I don't trust them.
No, I never have.
You're saying I'm going to die?
Well, yeah.
We thought you knew. I mean, here you are in the middle of the desert, handcuffed to a dead man in a wheelbarrow, and the weatherman is predicting a high of 102, maybe more.
It ain't all that bad. Death, I mean. Don't you remember your Emily Dickinson? Because I could not stop for death, he kindly stopped for me. The carriage held but just ourselves and immortality. Think of it, Professor. Immortality.
There is no immortality. That's just a lie the morons tell themselves.
That's okay. I don't see no carriages anyway.
Wheelbarrows, then.
But I can't die. I wasn't shot. I'm not sick.
I've seen this lots of times, mister, and you got all the symptoms.
Symptoms? Symptoms of what?
Let's see. Very high temperature. Hot, dry, red skin.
Check.
So I've been out in the sun.
Deep breathing and fast pulse, then shallow breathing and weak pulse.
Yep.
Dilated pupils.
Look over here, mister.
Get away from me.
Yeah, oh yeah, they're like black dime.
Confusion, delirium, hallucinations.
What? What's so funny?
Next, you got your convulsions, then your loss of consciousness.
Face it, you got heat stroke, Professor.
The sun, it's in your face. Oh, solo mio.
No, this isn't happening.
Some front.
I am not going to die here.
Oh, solo mio.
Gully, tell them the plan. As soon as I feel better, I'm going to dig up the money. Then I'm going to retire to the south of France and drink champagne and lie on the beach and...
Mister, unless a helicopter drops out of the sky in the next 10 minutes and rushes you to a hospital, you're pretty much cooked.
All right. All right, Then let it end. To die. To sleep no more, and by a sleep to say we end the heartache and the thousand natural shocks that flesh is heir to, 'tis a consummation devoutly to be wished.
Only you forgot the next line, mister. For in that sleep of death, what dreams may come?
No dreams. Death is the end.
You sure about that?
Listen. What's that? Here! Gully! I can't get up. Wave at them for me. They've got to see us.
They see you, all right.
What did I say? What did I say? I told you I wasn't going to die here.
They're coming in.
What's happening?
I don't believe it.
Come on. Over here. Hey, help me. Help.
How the hell did the coyotes get a helicopter?
Every dog has his day.
I told you, can't trust them.
Damn straight. Hey, you guys are supposed to be nocturnal. That means you only work the night shift.
Special circumstances.
Not to mention time and a half.
This doesn't make any sense. You've got paws. You can't fly a helicopter.
So he's pretty far gone, then.
He must be, if you're here.
Confused.
Delirious. Hallucinating.
Coyote child.
No, you don't understand.
So, I could rip his throat out.
That would shut him up.
All right. I'll show you where the money is hidden. We'll split it. No, you can have it all. Jerry. Albert, listen, I'm sorry I shot you.
There's no Jerry here, Professor. It's just the scavengers.
No. No! Help!
Help yourself, Professor. I've got problems of my own. See how you like being dead. Professor?
Mr. Kurtz? He dead.
It's over then?
Oh, no. It goes on and on and on.
World without end.
Amen.
Ghoulie? What's happening? Ghoulie!
He hath awakened from the dream of life.
Oh, that's good. Who is that, Keith?
Shelly, actually.
Let's eat!
Like they say, Boils and Ghouls, birds of a feather eat together. Now that's what you might call a vulture Thanksgiving. Professor with all the trimmings. They sure were a couple of buzzards after my own heart and other body parts. Wow, that gory story was so frightening, it almost scared me. Poor Professor, he's now the newest member of the Dead Poets Society. You know, kiddies, that vast, torrid, blistering desert in our tale of terror reminds me of what Cleopatra said to Julius Caesar. Gold and silver I cannot give you, but if you ever need sand, I'll drink to that. The crypt is closed.